Are you still willing to follow a path that seems to be in opposition to the will of the American people?
I am willing to follow a path that leads to victory.
So, yes.
That's exactly why we're conducting the review we are.
So he doesn't want to honor the American people. He does not want to honor the people he worked for. I'm Mark Maron. I'm in for Sam Cedar. It's 52 past the hour. President Bush just finished a press conference moments ago. And I don't know how to interpret this other than him saying, screw you, to what the will of the people is and to the Democrats that have just taken over the House and the Senate. I think he's calling them out, and I hope that they receive that and they respond to it properly. The idea that this president is going to get in front of the American people and say that we need 70,000 more military, where's he going to get them? What's the plan? This belligerence and this hard-headedness and this willingness to gamble with American lives on this idea of victory with no plan at all. It's I don't know where the hell it's I'm beside myself because I don't know where it stops. Do we have more from that? Let's hear a couple more.
Mr. President, less than 2 months ago, at the end of one of the bloodiest months in the war, you said absolutely we're winning. Yesterday you said we're not winning, we're not losing. Why did you drop your confident assertion about winning?
My comments, the first comment was done.
Take your time.
In this spirit, I believe that we're going to win.
Is he going to cry?
That, by the way, if I didn't think that, I wouldn't have our troops there. That's what you got to know.
Oh, my God, it's so embarrassing.
We're going to succeed.
It's so embarrassing after a certain point. This is just embarrassing.
My comments yesterday reflected the fact that
he wants to cry.
We're not succeeding nearly as fast as I wanted. When I said it at the time, and that conditions are tough in Iraq.
But Cheney's got a gun to him.
And so we're conducting a review to make sure that our strategy helps us achieve that, which I'm pretty confident we can do.
Oh, my God.
And that is a country which can govern itself, sustain itself, and defend itself.
Someone needs to go get him and lock him up.
When I speak, right now, for example, I'm speaking to the American people, of course, and I want them to know that I know how tough it is, but I also want them to know that I'm going to work with the military and the political leaders to develop a plan that'll help us achieve the objective.
Oh, my God. That was the most embarrassing piece of sound I have heard in a long time. He has not got a clue. The military leaders, from everything that I have seen in the press today and in the last few days, are fighting him on this. The militaries are fighting. We have another one? All right.
If you conclude that a surge in troop levels in Iraq is needed, would you overrule your military commanders if they felt it was not a good idea?
That's a dangerous hypothetical question.
That I didn't understand.
I'm not condemning you. You're allowed to ask anything you want.
What's your name?
And gather all the recommendations from Bob Gates, from our military, from diplomats on the ground. It's interesting, the Iraqis' point of view.
Oh, my God.
And then I'll report back to you as to whether or not I support a surge or not.
This is horrifying. He shouldn't even be allowed to go out in this condition. What is he, drunk? What is going on with this guy that he can't put his sentences together? The bottom line is that the military is advising him against this. The military, the army is, in Colin Powell's words, broken. In other military generals' words, almost broken. These guys are overextended. The suicide rate is climbing. The violence against Americans is climbing. And this guy is just blindly saying, this guy being the head of the neocon death cult, President Bush, that we're going to send more troops in? And that we're going to bolster the military? How? What is the strategy? The strategy is for victory. But by all indications, there is no victory to be had on a military level. Why do these people gamble with American lives? And why do the Democrats enable it on some level by saying, well, I'm for a troop surge if there's a plan or there's a strategy. We can't gamble with these lives anymore. This guy is not in control. Listen to his damn voice. This is supposed to be the president. It's embarrassing. Like, I'm angry, but you know what? When I hear him stumbling and his tone, there's something in my heart that drops that tells me that we're in a type of trouble that obviously electoral politics is just not going to help. The will of the people, it's going to take. I don't know what it's going to take to stop this moron. And I don't know who's putting him up to this. I mean, it's just him and Cheney left, and the final parting shot is going to be what? They're going to blow up Iran and try to get 70,000 more troops into the military? By how? Are they going to come to their houses with guns? Do it Iraqi style? All right, we'll be back with Janine Garofalo. It's Marin in for Cedar, 57 past.
Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with a first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. And Avacor with Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order, plus a free gift from Avacor's hair care line of products. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.